The idea of walking the Camino de Santiago is likely to bring up all kinds of emotions: excitement, anticipation, trepidation, anxiety, even fear. This is a huge undertaking, and first-time pilgrims are literally walking off into the unknown. One of the biggest concerns first-time pilgrims considering starting from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port have is a very literal, "Can I do this?" Second in the fear and doubt line is, "Will I get lost or injured in the mountains? And if that happens, then what?" On your first day or two walking from Saint-Jean, you will be crossing a mountain pass. And the idea of that can be a bit overwhelming. Our fears and concerns come from a few places: past hiking experiences, stories from others, and perhaps movies that depict lost and suffering hikers. On the other hand, some first-time pilgrims are truly excited about the prospect of crossing the Pyrenees. When do you ever get to do something like this, something nearly epic? You may find yourself at any point of the emotional spectrum, or possibly at every point of the spectrum, as you plan and prepare for your Camino walk. In this session and the one that follows, I'm going to give you a detailed description and comparison of the two walking routes from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port to Roncesvalles. As I describe the routes, I invite you to set aside what you've already heard and begin to imagine yourself successfully crossing from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port to Roncesvalles. Imagine yourself in the company of other first-time pilgrims, enjoying a journey you are fully prepared for. Can you do this? Yes, you can. Hundreds of thousands of other pilgrims have made this journey, and you can too. Do you need to prepare? Yes, you do. As I share with you the route descriptions, I invite you to begin formulating your plan for how you will prepare. What physical training will you need to do? What emotional or spiritual preparations will be required for you to embark on this journey and make your way to Santiago? Before I get to the detailed descriptions of each of the routes, let me start by calling out some of the things you may have heard about this part of the Camino Francés. You may have heard that the walk from Saint-Jean to Roncesvalles is really hard. And you may have heard that it's not that hard. You may have heard that it's dangerous and people get lost or die all the time when crossing the Pyrenees. You've probably heard people say you should break the walk into two stages and stay your first night at an interim place. Or you may have heard that most people do this stage in one day. Really, it's not that big of a deal. There's no need to take 2 days for this. You may have also heard that there are two routes from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port to Roncesvalles, and that one is better than the other. One is more beautiful, and one is dangerous because you have to walk on the road the whole way. Well, in this session and the next, I'm going to share with you some detailed information about this stretch to dispel some of the myths and misconceptions out there, and so you can make the right choice for you. I will be sharing some numbers when I talk about distances, elevations, and the time it takes to walk these routes. I want to note that all the numbers I give you are approximations, but they will be close enough to give you an idea of what you will be doing. If you digest numbers like I do, which is to say slowly, you may want to grab a pen and paper to make some notes. I will also be talking about important contributing factors to your experience, such as the weather, your fitness level, and your walking pace. Both of the routes I'm going to be talking about are incredibly beautiful and very different. Both routes are challenging, maybe even hard, and both can be broken into two stages to help you ease into the journey. There are services available on both routes, but not the entire way. Both routes require you to walk steeply uphill, and with both, you must descend into Roncesvalles. Let's begin with the most traveled of the two walking routes from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port to Roncesvalles. This is the route that most people think of when they dream of walking the Camino from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port, and it is also the most popular. That route is called the Napoleon Route, and it is also referred to as the High Road. In the next session, I will talk about the other route, the Valcarlos Route, which is also referred to as the Low Road. As you may guess, the High Road is named as such because it takes the walker up and over the mountain, going up high into the clouds, if there are clouds that day, and offering up incredible vistas from on high.